Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for our SmackDown post show for Friday, March 22nd. We're inching closer to WrestleMania by the minute. Happy WrestleMania season, everybody. I'm, of course, joined by the birthday Eve boy, probably turning over, possibly, maybe, to the birthday boy on this stream, at least in some time zones. We've got Alex Cardozo with us. How we doing?
I'm happy to just be back on here again. I love Friday so much. The week sucks, and then just to be here just really makes it so much better.
You're like, work sucks, I know. We're here to leave you roses by the stairs, Cardozo, okay?
I love that you just went there, by the way.
I did, and I don't even like that band, but I did it for you, and I did it for the wonderful people who are watching. And we're going to ask that you do something for us. We're going to ask that you please leave a thumbs up on this video. It's very helpful for us because people find us in the algorithm to talk a little bit about SmackDown and our other post shows. I'll also ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channel while you're there. 112,000 subscribers strong. We thank you so much for that. A couple other favors that we'll ask of you: to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the biz. So much information going up there this week. So much more is going to be coming out of WrestleMania, but some news about Motor City Machine Guns and their TNA status. Some news about Matt Hardy that went up earlier this week. Plenty more around the corner. The huge news of the week, shocking news. I know it shocked the hell out of our friend Dijak, okay? An NXT standout talent. It absolutely blew his freaking mind. But it turns out he's white, guys. I don't know if you knew that, but he was like, after all the Shaft references he made, stunned. He was stunned to find out that he was white, but we had so much fun on Fightful Select. You also get a bunch of bonus podcasts over there as well. You get Sean's Q&A, which I always put over because I think it's one of the most valuable assets in the business. If you have a question, he will do his best to answer it for you. That includes the Jack Perry information. I know the chat is so shocked that Dijak is white. I was shocked too, but man, Sean gets to the bottom of everything. You also get Alex Pulaski and I doing alternative shows to what is on the main channel for Raw. He usually does a Rampage watch along, which he won't be doing today, obviously, because there was no Rampage. But if you don't think we're going to be back there playing video games, because there is an incredible Zack Sabre Jr. creative wrestler back there with a really fun moveset. It's going to be him versus Hulk Hogan. Hogan Bullocks. I'm very excited. We're going to have Bret Hart and Chris Jericho. We're going to have some fun on Fightful Select shortly after this. So join us over there. We'll keep you posted on what our WrestleMania schedule is going to be post-show-wise as well. I'm going to be in Philadelphia. Sean is going to be in Philadelphia. Reg is going to be in Philadelphia for Supercard of Honor and a variety of other things. So we will keep you posted on those things. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. Get in your super chats and your humper chats as we dive in to talk about this show. Now, overall, I thought this was a really fun show. I made an extremely controversial comment 2 weeks ago, which I did not know was that controversial. But I said, I kind of wish there was more wrestling on the show. I wish there were longer match times. I wish there were more than 30 minutes of wrestling in a two-hour show. We got more of that flow tonight. So I'm a happy camper. I'm sorry to upset everyone by wanting wrestling out of a wrestling show. But tonight, it felt like that flow was there. It's my preference when we get longer match times, tell that story in ring, and we got a really good final segment. I thought tonight was a home run. I thought it was an episode that they kind of needed, honestly, going into WrestleMania. The tag team bracket thing is weird because the SmackDown teams need two wins to get in. The Raw teams only need one. That's a very odd thing to me. But the matches were good. Really liked tonight's episode overall. Alex, what did you think?
Yeah, I told you before we went on live, it felt like it flowed very well. Like you mentioned, very controversial. Just putting it out there. You asked for more time.
I did. But I've been asking for a suit from Bobby Lashley for months. So who knew I was going to get it?
That was one thing. You just asked for too much there, Kate. Right? I don't know. You know how men feel when you ask for more time with anything.
I know. Uh-huh. They need to be using BlueChew.com.
We'll get to that.
But yeah, tonight was a fun episode, and Tim agrees with us. He says that this week's episode was awesome. I'll be at next week's show, and it looks like a banger of an episode. Cannot wait for that. That's awesome. Going to live wrestling is the best, especially WWE's on such a hot streak right now. White hot product, all these sold out crowds. It's so much fun to just be in a live environment and kind of get to take it all in with other people. The camaraderie is really fun part of being a wrestling fan. Taylor saying, hey, Alex 2.0 and Kate, hope you both are well. Fun episode of SmackDown tonight. Loved that Cody brought his own backup to combat the bloodline. We're going to talk about that in a moment. I think I'm actually going to start with that main event go home segment. But we've got Ryan Best saying that main event kind of let him down. Nothing memorable, really. And Anthony Velasquez echoing the same thing. Pretty underwhelming main event, in my opinion. Plus, a lot of WWE fans really live in WWE bubble. Cody practically name drops the Bullet Club, and most he no pop. Can, yeah, much like the rest of the bloodline, no pop. Most fans didn't react at all. Well, let's start with this main event segment now. Kim Gray saying hi, friends. She got to miss it ringside a couple weeks ago with her young dude and her man.
You amazing know, taking pictures. Celebrity photos with Cody Rhodes. You know, I should say that. Cody Rhodes taking a picture with her.
It's true. It's true. She should have been doing the meet and greets. But let's get into this this final segment. Now, I understand why people might be a little bit underwhelmed by it. I will say that off the bat. And I know that if Alex Perlowski were in this chat right now, which maybe he is, he would be like, nothing happened. They did nothing here. And I definitely understand that. But there were two things to me before we dig into the meat of it that I thought were actually pretty pivotal about tonight. One, it felt like we moved the story to being back about the Cody and Roman. So much of this build has felt like it was more about The Rock than it did that it was about mm-hmm. Roman. We've gotten these beautiful nuances and some relationship questions between Roman and The Rock. But I thought it was really important to get back to it's this guy versus this guy for the title at the end of the day. So I really liked that. I also thought it was nice to have Cody, well, looking smart. We haven't had that this entire road. At points in this road, I should say. Like, it hasn't been consistent that he's a smart baby face in this road. So the fact that he showed up prepared tonight, I thought was refreshing, especially when we had, like, Roman really kind of tearing him down in the first part of this promo, right? I thought it was kind of vital that he be prepared for that. So I understand that people are like, this is just layers, nothing actually moved forward. But to me, they were important layers. Before we get into the details, Alex, what did you think of this?
Same. It you know, by the way, just to put it out there, I know you missed last week, but the little pattern here of taking 30 minutes plus at the very end of the show from SmackDown.
At least the rest of the show had some wrestling on it, though.
Oh my goodness. Yes, you're right. But yeah, I echo you. You know, I feel like hopefully what they're trying to do is kind of put it back on these two because there's people to believe out there that this might be the event going down on the second night, these two going after each other and perhaps maybe titles changing. Who knows? I don't know anything. Scoops Cardoza is off this week. This is just me talking wrestling. But I agree with you. I hope that it does turn for them too. I love The Rock, but I'm just a little bit over it by now. I want to see these two actually just go at it.
Yeah, I think it was important to establish why these two guys don't like each other. There was some good work in here to get into it, but Cody Marks saying you guys need to get over the final boss hate. This SmackDown was boring. It just shows The Rock is the more talented guy than a majority of the roster. With a name Cody like Marks. Cody Marks, I'm shocked by that. But let's talk about what we got here. Cody Marks, we're not going to read your dumb tribalism chats. We don't do that here. You can send in something else if you would like to. But if you're here to talk about rating stuff, not here. The final segment, We get a confirmation between both Roman and The Rock that they are here alone. And Cody kind of says off the bat, like, I'm here as alone as you are. You kind of get this feeling right away that, like, if you're alone and you're a man of your word and you're alone, I'm a man of my word and I'm alone too. Wink and a nod with this. And Roman immediately just goes into, you're not qualified for this. You're stupid. You can't have this job. You'd be terrible at it. And I think because Cody said he showed up alone, that was a big piece of it. But he then dives into him saying that he's aligned himself with Seth Rollins and asks where Seth Rollins was on Monday. He references his history with Rollins and goes back to the Shield and said they didn't do good guy things, but that they had a bond and that ultimately Rollins stabbed him in the back. Now, I like this for a few reasons. One of them being that, man, I would really like to see Roman and Seth revisit their feud real bad. Like, I feel like one thing that we didn't really get was a more satisfactory story between the two of them during this, because Seth lost but didn't really lose on this, and we didn't get rematches here really. So I would love to see a proper feud with them, assuming that Roman drops the title. So liked that, liked him referencing that. And Cody reminds them who beat the Shield.
Sure.
He says that the Shield was an unstoppable force. He talks about his Bullet Club cufflinks and says he's very familiar with factions, which I appreciated as a fan with knowledge of who the Bullet Club was.
And betrayals. I loved how he dropped that in there. That was really damn freaking good. Sneaky little drop. Sorry, guys. I listened to details. I like long wrestling and details. Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
Would have thunk it.
He points out the Bloodline isn't a faction. It's family above all. And I was like, wow, we are now calling back to the Fast and Furious movie franchise with The Rock. And
wow.
Really just pulling in all the flavors of their past. But Cody asks him if he can trust The Rock. Roman shuts that down pretty quickly. And but Cody says, is it the tribal chief or the final boss that's really running things? I don't know what Mako Satomura has to do with any of this, but a fun little thing to have here. And this might have been my favorite work Roman's done in a while. He calls Cody a politician. Says, if you want your kid pulled out of the crowd for his entrance, this is your guy, basically. Yeah. Which I loved him saying. And he was like, he is the best number two possible. He might be the greatest number two of all time. But he makes all of these promises and he doesn't deliver on them. And I loved that. Absolutely adored that. Cody references them both being kids and wanting to be generational talents and both growing up in wrestling families, which I appreciated as well. A nice layer that I think people have forgotten about a little bit as we've been focused on Samoan Dynasty, Nightmare Family. Mm-hmm. This kind of brings back the flavors of last year when there was a lot of this talk without referencing his dad so much, which I am personally very burnt out on. And he even concedes that kids will view Roman as the guy of this generation. But he doesn't say he's the greatest number two. He says that the guy that beats Roman is going to be the number one, and he is the number one who's going to beat Roman. We get Roman not shaking hands. Honor is dead here in WWE. And we get Roman going back up the ramp, and he snaps his fingers. I didn't love the end of this. I really liked most of the segment. Solo appears in a black hoodie. Jimmy is in bright red, which makes me wonder why Solo was disguised at all. But he loves coming out from the crowd in a black hoodie. And they circle him like the little eels in The Little Mermaid. Jackson or whatever. They just kind of like surround him, but they don't do anything. They just go and flank Roman. And then we have Jay and Seth appearing, which is not surprising to us, but it is a story beat that in the way WWE tells stories, they're going to hit on the nose, right? And that's up to you whether you actually like that. Like, if you like the obvious portrayal, this is perfect. If it's a little spoon-fed, I also understand feeling that way. Sure. But what I liked here is it said that Cody isn't an idiot, that he came prepared. He looked so weak in the beginning of this when they did all the pivoting that I like seeing him look smarter here. This segment, I have very few complaints about for me. I understand why people are like, they talked for 15 minutes and they walked for 15 minutes before this.
Sure.
I would like to see them just, we don't need full segments of entrances. Like, I don't need that. Today, we at least had Roman referencing the fact that he will pull a kid from the audience in his. So it at least like has these flavors to it. I feel like Roman actually totally killed it tonight. I think Cody did a good job. Not a ton of progression here, but I like the layers that we built.
It just felt like they played on everything that they've done in the past really well. They played on a little bit on what's happening now without having to go too deep into it, right? Like, he mentions the fact that, like, oh, this is all you got, you know? Like, you told, my cousin the same thing. You just made it different just now. And you told that. Like, I like those little details. And they didn't have to go so deep into it where it felt repetitive. They kept Agreed. It going back and forth, which is really good. They have a problem with WWE sometimes where they have these long talking segments and they go in circles. Today felt right up until the end. The end, like you just mentioned, that's what I call going in circles, because we've seen this before. We've seen the snapping and the people coming into the ring and the people just joining in. We've seen it from both sides, you know, getting help. Cody getting help from you know, his friends that have come to save him. So everything else up until the end was pretty dope. And there wasn't going to be any physicality, but it's cool just to have that, you know, to know that everyone has someone's back in there. By the way, there was a shot of Solo in the crowd with the hoodie. And there was a guy in the background with a hoodie on his head too. And I'm thinking, is that guy going to join in too? Like, it just looked kind of funny. At first, I thought that he was just going to like be behind him and try to join in on the camera work. But you can like, tell
someone's got Jordans and a black hoodie on. They might
someone
be
was telling them to get the hell out of the shot, which was pretty funny. But yeah,
like, you look a little too familiar in this. We need to get you out of here. We got some more chats from you guys. Thank you so much for the support, saying from Bad Robot, who's actually just the most delightful Roomba of
all
time.
Such a kind robot.
Saying, hi, favorite and best post show. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Both of you have amazing hair tonight. Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, darling.
Pretty Deadly is hilarious. I love how strong the tag division is now. And do you think SmackDown is a good fit for Jade? We're going to talk about Jade in a little bit, but I was in stitches at the Pretty Deadly stuff. And thank you for the hair compliments, by the way. But my God, like, I was laughing so hard at Elton Prince's reaction. But we've got a lot more show to talk about before we get into any of that. We appreciate your support. Please feel free to keep it rolling. We thrive off of your questions.
Send in those birthday super chats, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, Alex's birthday tomorrow.
Go.
And we start off SmackDown in fantastic fashion for you, because we get Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar. What was a fun match here. Really, really good stuff. Like, Rey is 49.
Yeah, right.
What is he doing? Doing baseball slide splashes to the outside. My notes just say ow to that. This was a fun match that was a refreshing blend, I felt like, of all the kind of lucha style that you would kind of expect to see from these two. But there was also some more grounded and hard hitting action, which I appreciated that, because this is supposed to feel intensely personal to us, right? Like, I always appreciate the acrobatics of lucha wrestling. But at the end of the day, these guys are fighting because they hate each other. This is not for a title. This is not for respect anymore. Santos Escobar is a bad, bad man. Thank you very much. And he has a S-eating grin on his face. I don't want to say a curse. as Dominic Mysterio, of course, breaks up the end of this. Escobar hits a 619 and a phantom driver for the win. Felt like the right guy won. I have no idea why they were like, Dominic, we should put you in a mask. That'll fool them. We obviously knew who this was. I don't think Rey Mysterio was like, who could that be? Like, this was extremely unnecessary in my opinion, but this match was really fun. I'm so continually impressed by how quick Rey Mysterio moves in the ring at his age. You see a lot of these guys, even the guys who have adapted their styles.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be negative, but like, we've seen Chris Jericho in a time where, if Pulaski's still in the chat, he's going to be like, needs to retire, which I understand, but he desperately needs to acclimate his style again if he's going to continue to wrestle, because he's just slowed down a little bit. Rey is like not that different from he was 20 years ago. Like, that dude still flies, and it blows my mind. Santos Escobar, Every cell in that dude's body says superstar. This guy is incredible. His facial expressions, his body language. Everybody loved him as a face, but when he's in heel mode, he's just so deliciously maniacal. I absolutely
delicious is the right word.
It is. It is. So this was fun. I don't know if the handoff here is going to be to Dom and Rey facing each other. I assume that would be a retirement match or a retirement feud, and Rey has a couple more years on his contract. So doubtful to me that that happens here unless he gets in the multi-man picture. But I had a lot of fun with this. The interference ending, not for me. Rest of the match, loved the story that got told of we have these incredible lucha moves that we could do, but at the end of the day, there's a fight in the center of the ring, Alex.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, listen, it let me tell you something. They just inject it in my veins whenever they bring these guys out here. Even Rey, man, let me tell you something. Rey's 49, still moves in the ring. He still looks spectacular. You know, obviously.
Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The all these guys, you look at the Stinger who just retired, you know, like all these guys still have a lot of love and in this business, and not from the fans, I'm talking about in their hearts to be part of that, you know, of the ring sessions. And the match was pretty damn, man, he kept up with Santos. And let me tell you something, Santos, he could turn it up when Rey turned it up.
Yes.
And he can definitely notice when Rey needed that little extra second, he gives it to him. Santos is such a god, I don't want to curse, but god darn professional in there.
It's your birthday, you get one. We won't tell Danhausen.
I love him. You know, I wasn't, like I said before, I wasn't so hip to him in NXT as much as I until his later in his career in NXT and now here and whatnot. But God, he's so good in the ring. And whatever they're planning to do, this was the right ending. Santos needed this win, especially against Rey, because Rey's going to move on and go do something with his son again. You know what I'm saying? This was needed for Santos, his character, legado, and all that all put together, which was the right outcome of the match. I mean, I'm going to text him later and be like, hermano, you put on the ass whooping, baby. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
To your point, too, he is great at match pacing, and some of it is the way he emotes between moves. Like, that is such an underrated thing when we're talking about controlling match pacing specifically. Like, I think a lot of people know how to stall or take time and heat up and slow down, but the amount of emotion that he has when he does so is just kind of unmatched in wrestling, honestly.
Excellent.
He's absolutely one of my favorites. Agree with you, the right guy won, too, because Rey is evergreen. He didn't need this. But
he's
Santos
Teflon. Nothing was going to happen to him by losing. And for a minute, I was confused. I thought Rey was in the ring, and then he's outside, you know. But it was Dom. Like, I don't know. Just the way Wade was like, "Oh my god." You know, I thought he was in the ring. It's really Rey now. Like,
Wade
he
was
made me
on
laugh
one tonight.
So
Wade
hard
on one tonight.
There's, you know, there's a dynamic, and I don't want to take too long from moving to the next one. There's a dynamic as of late on the announced teams. Both companies are doing such an amazing job of just being themselves, popping each other at the right moments, and them laughing, and you hearing it through the mic, like. It's so fun. Wrestling is so fun right now, man. And in every way possible.
Honestly, too, like, Pat McAfee is not always for me. But the same moments that he is, he absolutely is. And I got to say, having him on a three-hour show is probably a really good idea. Because those shows can feel very long. Someone who is that much of just, like, an oversized eight-year-old can be very fun for most people, even when it's not for me. And, man, the moments when he is for me, I am in absolute stitches.
Freddie has said that too. Freddie said, you know, he agrees with us. And I think one of the things that he mentioned was like, he's getting better as the time goes on. And I think it's just because, you know, he's putting it on and he's doing a great job at it.
Yeah. And part of it is just being around the product that much.
Hell
more,
yes.
Right? So
yes.
But we got some more love from our very friendly robot saying, "I hope you have the happiest of birthdays tomorrow, Alex. Thanks for always
so
being
much.
Awesome. Have an extra slice of TMNT.
You're damn right I am.
This weekend.
I'm going to stuff it in my mouth.
I love it. A fun opener for sure. And we move on to a couple segments with Damage Control and the fallout from Damage Control and Naomi. We get Bailey finding and thanking Naomi. And she says that she was just trying to do the right thing. And she's really pissed at EO more than anyone. And then Bianca comes in and kind of says, "Screw all of you, all right? Bailey ain't sorry. She terrorized me for 2 years. Everything Bailey is getting is deserved." And what I love here, as they kind of start to bicker and Naomi kind of diffuses things here, Bianca is pissed that all of Damage Control, because all of them made her life a living hell for the better part of 2 years. I love that she doesn't care who's a face, who's a heel, who has friends from them still, who doesn't. Who learned whatever. She's like, "You guys tormented me for 2 years. I don't like any of you." And that comes into play later. But before we even get to that match, we also get Naomi validating Bianca, which I also adore. This feels a lot to me like how we understand Drew McIntyre's point of view. We can understand Bianca Belair's point of view. So she validates her feelings, but says she can't really do anything about the past. She's not going to back down. And she knows that she needs help just like Bianca Belair did in the past. Nobody can take down Damage Control alone. So also love Naomi kind of doing this for the betterment of the entire product and seeing what happened with the Bloodline. Her husband was in it, right? Like, you know, she doesn't want this force to become bigger than the product. So she's going to help out where she can, which I really appreciated. Love that all of these feel like perspectives of human beings. Love this version of Bianca Belair, which is this kind of tweener aspect.
Yes.
Really, really liked it. Anytime she's on screen, I'm like, just all the star power in the world belongs to this woman. Incredible stuff. I loved these segments. What did you think?
Yeah, so it doesn't feel boring. They don't feel like forced. They're kind of, the women have now I've taken so much control over their own segments. I feel like it just feels better. It feels like it wasn't like, it doesn't feel scripted and out of place and just like some dude is just writing it just to get his pops off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you know what I mean? So the fact that she's has this like attitude about her, you know, and Naomi's like, "Yo, come on, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here." You know what I'm saying? And Bianca's just, does it feel to you like maybe it'll happen? Like she'll she has this like devil look in her eye as of late, man. You know, like I understand she came out later on to help, you know, Naomi, but it just feels a little bit like she might. I don't know. That's just me. That's just me. Or maybe she's just, or maybe she's just really
help Naomi. She came out to beat up the rest of Damage Control.
Correct.
Right?
So you're right. Yes.
What are the motivations there?
You're right.
I would love a Bianca heel turn. I would love that. I think she did some really fun heel work at NXT, and I think it would be a refreshing change of pace for her character, as long as it stays in this world of being super accessible and doesn't get too cartoonish. I think it would also be a very fun way to have incoming Jade Cargill, who later we find out signs with the SmackDown brand, and her doing some fun work, either staring each other down or Jade wanting to come in and immediately make friends. And who better than a badass Bianca Belair, right? Like, there's a ton of possibilities there. So looking forward to what that might bring.
Hell yeah.
But before we get to the match part, we get your tag team championship qualifier between A-Town Down Under and the Good Brothers. Luis is a big Machine Gun Mark. So great showing from Machine Gun, he says here. And he's not too wrong about that. But Jay Miller saying that it obviously didn't matter because the OC is in two tag team tournaments. Well, the Ashante and Cedric team has had one TV vignette and has spent their time doing dark matches. Luis says counterpoint, Machine Gun. I agree. It is dumb to be in two tag team matches. It's also dumb to be a tag team or two tag tournaments, rather. It's also dumb to super chat stuff that I will never read and will get you blocked from the chat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's just probably a very, very dumb move. So, Luis, if you could take care of that and ban them, that would be cool.
Wow. But
actually, I'll do it. It's satisfying when I get to do it.
Wow.
It is very dumb that they are in. It feels pretty clear that they're being lined up to be your new NXT tag champions. Bron Breakker is working on the main roster. We're not going to see Breakker and Corbin holding those titles past Stand and Deliver. It doesn't seem like having them in this spot does feel kind of weird. And it does feel like that could have gone to somebody else, right? So I agree with that chat, but I also agree that they had a good showing in this match. We get a magic killer from the two of them, but we get Grayson Waller breaking things up. Eventually, Theory rolls Gallows up and gets an assist on the pin from Waller. And they walk away with the W here, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. No surprise there. The booking was obvious. This match didn't get a lot of time to get off the ground, but there was nothing wrong with what we got out of it. OC will go back to NXT and probably do some really good work. Grayson and Theory will advance to the next round, which there's only rounds on the SmackDown side for some reason, but nothing outstanding here, but nothing bad either. This went the way you would expect it to go and was a serviceable enough match. What do you think?
Same. I was just thinking about that, how short that match really was, but I wasn't, and I think I spoke about it with Rob last week about getting the Good Brothers involved, but they really aren't gonna be doing anything because they're involved down with some other stuff down at NXT. So that was just kind of like a throwaway match, in other words. And that's as far as I go, because I don't know where this tag team tournament's going. I don't think of it in a bad way. I like what they're trying to do with the titles and everything, but I don't have as much excitement as I do for anything else right now, heading into WrestleMania with these tag matches. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just not into what they're doing right now in the tag division.
This one was so obvious. I had more fun with the next one because I felt like it could go either way.
Yeah, so. So I'm hoping that, you know, what do you call it? As we get closer to the final ones that are going to be facing each other, it gets a little bit more exciting. And less, like you just mentioned, you know, knowing exactly who's going to win.
Agreed.
Predictable.
Agreed. And feels kind of like we know who's going to win at Mania already, but
yeah.
We'll talk about that another day. Jim, if you're saying it's Fightful, Shill Catherine. Howdy, Alexis. My full name is Kate, people, okay?
My parents said
they're going to name her Kate anyway. We're just going to name her Kate, so.
It's not Katerina? No, just.
It's not Katerina.
Oh, okay.
It's not Katerade, which
so I got. So it's always just been Kate.
I'm just Kate, which Also, my mom's name is Catherine, but she's Catherine with a C. So growing up in school, especially like when you're taking standardized tests, they'd be like, no, 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 dear, your full name. And I would be like, my full name is Kate. Come on, man. That's just, my parents said they're going to name her, call her Kate anyway. That's her full name. So I am that just Kate Elizabeth.
That should be your book or your next project. I am just Kate. Like, I love that. I just trademarked it as we were talking. So I own it if you want it.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna
$6 million.
Keep sending those super chats because I'm going to have to pay Alex for that trademark. But Meet Norm is saying, what's up, partners? Let's go. Thank you for the virtual tribute spot there, Meet Norm. You're a gem saying, happy new day, Alex.
Thank you.
You look lovely as always when, when though you're vegan. SGS, keep it meaty and saucy. Well, thank you. So
vegans have their own type of meat that they can eat. Well, I just made that rhyme. That's pretty cool.
You did just make that rhyme. But thank you for the Virgil tribute spot. Nobody really knows what Let's Crank means, but I can tell you, if you need to crank and are having trouble, there's not like a lot of crank helping you out here. We've got just the solution for you. BlueChew.com, code Fightful.
Confidence, performance, better sex. That's BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. BlueChew's here to help you. Sometimes you don't want to admit you need help, but you need a little bit of help. Sometimes you just want that extra confidence boost. That's what BlueChew provides. Take an online consultation. And if approved, you're going to have a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis that will help you perform whenever you're ready, or maybe whenever you're not ready and you just want to be ready. No awkward doctor's visits, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew ships straight to your door. Use that promo code FIGHTFUL, get your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. BlueChew.com/Fightful. Get that confidence. Get that performance. Get that main event edge.
I'm just glad I don't need the crank yet. But well, when I do,
tomorrow's your birthday. We'll get there.
The crank might be needed tomorrow.
R.I.P. Virgil. We love you so much.
But
if you don't
know
the story behind that, it's not much of a story. Sean's most insane interview ever, it's probably fair to say, was Virgil, and he posted it not that long ago when Virgil passed, and his response when he reached out to Virgil about it was just, let's crank, which was a hysterical response. He was like, I don't know what that means, but I guess the interview is on. Guess what, Howdy? I can block you on this, too. Thanks for continuing to send in money to be an asshole. I appreciate it, I guess. But I'm just going to keep taking your money and keep banning you. So you're...
Wait, what happened?
I don't know. Somebody's...
Shout out to Jam.
Somebody needs to get laid on a Friday night.
Who just gifted 10 Fightful Wrestling memberships.
Yes,
thank you so much for that, Jam Beard.
That was so cool of you. This is the type of support that we appreciate.
The person who needs to get laid, like, really, just go.
BlueChew.com, just code FIGHTFUL. We told you
chew how. It and do it. And if you don't have a partner, then chew it and do it on your own.
Chew it and let's crank. That's what we say.
Chew it and crank.
That's what we say. That's God, what we say on a
where
Friday night when...
you were away last week.
I was away last week. You know where I was? I was doing commentary for Excite Wrestling. And all ego, Ethan Page... is your new Excite Wrestling world champion. So had a ton of fun doing that. Very thankful to Robert DeFelice for filling in for me and for you for sticking around. So we
Felice is the man.
He's the best. He's just the best. So we move on to our third match, which is Naomi and Io Sky. We had all that set up earlier in the night to pay off here. This was a really fun match. Kind of what I talked about with that opener that I liked so much. The combination of some hard-hitting action with a lot of the athleticism that we know Naomi has and the high-flying ability of Io that we see all the time made for a really fun match. Easily Naomi's strongest match since she's been back. I really liked it. Predictable ending, but some good stuff in here. Naomi knee strike into a heat seeker. And she goes up top for the rest of damage control with the distraction. Surprise, surprise. which allows Io to pull her down and hit her over the top moonsault, which always impresses.
Always.
She gets the pin. A really fun corner drop kick from Naomi in here that was followed up by like this split bonsai drop thing that was so cool.
Yeah.
And then you had the harder hitting stuff too of Io fighting off that German suplex and rolling through. And Naomi hitting the double stomp, like, or on Naomi and then hitting the double stomp. Like, I loved that pinning combination. This kind of had a little bit of a different side of both of them. We know how good Io's suplex is and her moonsault is, but like, I really liked that in the opener and this match, we kind of got a story of like, Naomi said, I'm pissed at Io, and she went to fight her.
Yeah.
She went in for a fight. I like that. Will has some ideas here saying that it feels like we are going to get Kairi, Dakota, and Asuka versus Naomi, Bianca, and Jade at Mania. That's going to be great. Now, Asuka, who is better than Goldberg in so many ways, in my opinion, she looked good tonight. Like, she was able to do some stuff tonight, but it did seem like she was injured. She is also half of a tag team champion, so it would be nice to see if she is cleared to compete a tag team title defense on the card. But building up this trio's feud is something that feels fun. We'll see where Jade lands in all of this. Before we get to the post-match, which was mostly Bianca Belair focused in some post-match shenanigans, did you enjoy this match as much as I did? I felt like it was a really nice one tonight.
Man, the women are cooking everywhere. I don't care what promotion. I don't care where you're coming from. The women have been cooking as of late. Tonight
we belong in the kitchen.
Wow. I'm going to see my way out of here.
Thank you. No, you're right, though. Like, this is...
make me a sandwich. Just kidding. Never. Actually, just short story. I'm the one who makes a sandwich, okay? You just stay there.
For your birthday? For your birthday, I would make you a sandwich, Alex. Even as a vegan.
Ladies and gentlemen, where's that ring? but yeah, so the women at WWE... having Naomi back is so special, too, because she's such a great talent. Like, I watched her at TNA... when I could, but just seeing her Friday nights now on television regularly, especially since we cover it, is just so much fun. I want Asuka to kind of like do a spear at some point just to kind of like pop me. That's it. I don't care if anyone else gets it. Just do a spear. And then maybe a jackhammer just in case. I would love that.
Headbutt herself and fight the other. No, that's a little too far. Never mind.
You took it way left. How dare you?
And then
retire two wrestlers. But yeah, let's just so wrong.
The greatest one of all time. No big deal. But
yeah, but they're doing something special. I was really worried last week because she was really hopping off of that foot. Yeah,
looked bad.
But she's such a pro, man. This whatever they're doing, and I said this online. Io's music hits, and like I want to go across the street, knock on a guy's door, and like punt their baby. Like that music.
Please don't. That would be bad.
I won't. I'll be missing a lot of Fridays if I do that. But it's just that song just gets me going. Everything that they're doing with the women again. I'm sorry. I know they're heels, but they're just sneaky and it's fun to watch. And it's just so cool. The story with Bailey, with her not even showing up at the very end is really good. Like, so she didn't need to.
Let's get into that post-match because there was some good stuff that happened. We have Naomi getting jumped and trying to fight back, but Asuka mists her, which I thought was a very clever thing to do because she doesn't always do that in situations like this. Then you have Bianca wasn't going to help Bailey, but she does come down to save Naomi. Again, I think her motivations were more, I want to beat up the rest of Damage Control.
Right.
But she runs over Dakota Kai, and Kairi pulls Bianca off of Asuka, but gets caught with an implant buster. Then Kai chop blocks Belair. Io with a low drop kick to Bianca. Damage Control stomping out both of them and the crowd chanting for Bailey, but Io had already taken care of her. Mm-hmm. So the heels are standing tall. This is good stuff. This was a logical post-match beatdown. I really liked it. I'm excited for the blow-off to come. if they don't give Bayley her moment at WrestleMania, I'm going to be for real pissed. So they got my genuine investment in this. Good for them. Yeah. Bayley deserves the world, in my opinion. I think she's one of the most selfless wrestlers in the world. But what did you think of the post-match? I love this kind of shades of gray, Bianca Belair. I love that Bayley had been taken out early, so she wasn't able to help here. And I love that Naomi is kind of playing this connective tissue in all of this.
Yeah, the whole thing with Bianca just angry, just being angry. You know what I'm saying? Just going out there and kind of just like letting people know why she hates this group, why she doesn't trust Bayley, like everything that's been going on. It seems like it's going to drive her to just be like, just beat the crap out of everyone, which is great. I want that, you know.
Hell yeah.
And then, you know, the post-match was just, God, they did a lot of great things tonight. Great how they didn't have Bayley come out there to save anyone or hobble her way into the ring or anything. Let it be. Let it be, because we still have another 2 weeks left until Mania. And if that's where we're going, let that moment explode there.
And it was justified because she was taken out, right? So it's not like, well, where the hell is she?
Right.
It makes sense, which
there's
I
no
always
answers.
Appreciate.
Yes. Right.
And we appreciate kind chats like this from Sean Vargas, who says, happy birthday to Alex and myself tomorrow. Well, happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that.
Shove that cake in your mouth for me.
There you go. Dan Beard, who's been so generous tonight with those additional subscriptions and chats like this, saying, if Jay does join Bianca and Naomi in a women's trios match against Damage Control, I hope her face run is short because I want heel Jade more. Now, I think the alliance aspect of that is very interesting because I feel like Bianca is leaning more heel. Naomi is definitely a face. I like that tweener role, and I think Jade is going to be super over, but I feel like her strengths lean heel. So kind of having her function in that world is a good one. That's where she was for most of AEW run, right? Like she was a heel, but she was a heel that everybody cheered on. People were bringing "Step on Me, Jade" signs into the arena, for God's sake. So
that was
not me,
by the way.
It wasn't, that we have evidence of, but I do think with Bianca in the world that she's in and where Jade has been historically, like that could be a really fun thing to line up.
I agree, man. All of it.
Well, we've got Jam Beard saying, Papa Blue Chew with your magic spoon cereal and greens. Make use of NordVPN and crank it on your Helix mattress. As long as you're using the code FIGHTFUL for all of that, you do whatever you need to do with a Friday night. Appreciate
it. It is
that.
A Friday night, and it's all right.
Michael Dammit saying, happy birthday, Alex. P.S. Don't be a snitsky. As you threatened to punt a baby before.
That made me pop.
That's incredible. That's incredible, Michael David. Thank you for the support. And Bad Robot saying, I want Asuka to do the full Goldberg entrance at WrestleMania.
With the pyro. Yeah, she walks in through the pyro.
The up close camera angle. Getting all like,
the smoke comes out of her mask. Like the way she breathes it in.
Yes. No one's ready for who's next. I love that. That's a riot.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Bad Robot. Good Robot. Medium bad, good.
Best robot.
Best robot ever.
Best robot ever. We have a quick promo from Jade, a pre-tape, where she says that she's not here to be the next anyone. She's here to be the next Jade Cargill, essentially. And we find out later that she signed a contract for SmackDown, which is interesting because there was a lot of back and forth. It kind of felt like she was going to supersede any brand, but I guess they found a home for her, which the thing that excites me about that is hopefully... I mean, she has some upcoming creative. I have not been one of the people who's like, well, where is she? If she's such a big deal, why isn't she in the ring? Look, they're going to put her in the ring when she's ready. But I am like, if you're going to keep putting her on TV, do that when you're ready to put her in the ring. Because we want to see Jade in action, baby. We want to see this happen. So
I agree.
Any thoughts on this quick promo from Jade Cargill? She didn't say it much, but I think the bigger news is that she's here on SmackDown.
Step on me. Let's move it going. Did I say that? That wasn't me.
Another women's segment.
I don't say that in a bad way. She's so cool, man.
No, she's the
best.
She is all just an incredible presence.
Everything.
An incredible presence. We're in the back with Bianca Belair, who's helping Naomi flush the mist out of her eyes, which I really liked. And then Tiffany Stratton walks up and is just there to be obnoxious. And Bianca considers jumping her, but just chooses to help Naomi instead, which I thought was a nice touch. But Tiffany Stratton with her like baby spice look with her hair all done up was just sent me howling. Says that the mist is like the best look that Naomi's had or whatever. Just fun. Obnoxious heel work. I absolutely adored it. A lot of these kind of developmental quick back, not developmental like NXT, but developmental of storylines, backstages that we've got tonight. It feels like as we're coming down the home stretch to Mania here, they might have found things for all of these ladies to do, which makes me very happy. Any thoughts on this quick backstage as well?
Tiffany's a star, man. She's just, again, someone who I was not really smartened up to until the latter end of her career in the NXT side and just coming up. Like, she's the next one. I have a feeling she'll be here for a long time.
I think Alex and I talked about this on the Fightful Select, where you can subscribe for just $5. Raw post show with her, that if you have Becky go over Rhea, which is a big if, I feel like that one could really go either way. Having Tiffany win Money in the Bank and then beating Becky would be such a great, A, productive use of a Becky title reign, because Tiffany would be made by it, and B, a callback to their NXT story, because Becky beat Tiffany in NXT for the NXT title. So continuing to keep that going, Becky and Tiffany couldn't feel more different in a way that I think is really good and compatible. So even though she's on SmackDown right now, I'm assuming we'll have some sort of superstar shakeup and whatever down the line.
We always do.
And Money in the Bank, you get to choose, right? So I think that could be very, very fun. I really love what we're getting out of Tiffany. I really do, and I can't wait to see more from her. She very quickly went from, oh, hopefully she's in a battle royal on the card, too, after Elimination Chamber, people being like, who is this? We need to see more of her. You guys have been so wonderful with your chats tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Got a few more to get through. If you could leave a thumbs up on this video, it would be appreciated. A lot more of you are watching now than were at the beginning of the show, so we do appreciate it. If you could subscribe as well, not only to Fightful Select, but here on this YouTube channel, 112,000 strong, about 12,000 strong on Fightful Select. Outpouring of support has been just incredible. Thank you so much for that. More news on the way for sure. And on Fightful Select tonight, me and Alex are going to be playing some video games back there. There's a Creator Wrestlers ESJ. There's Bret Hart. There's Chris Jericho. There's Hulk Hogan. There's an incredible, these creator wrestlers, the Danielson that was downloaded by Alex, the Kenny Omega that was downloaded by Alex, the ZSJ that was downloaded by Alex, and the Will Ospreay that was downloaded by Alex are mind-blowingly good. Feels like they were developed in-game. There's like this whole crew that if I had their Twitter handles, I would shout them out. But they just, I guess on PC, I have no idea about this world, but they modify them on the PCs and then you can upload them into the game. Mm-hmm. They are unbelievable. My techer nerd ass loves the ZSJ moveset as well. He's got like the Clarky cats and that. It's incredible. It's the best. So join us on Fightful Select. We're having so much fun playing video games over there. So Kylie says, hi, friends. Hope you both are well. Well, hello, Kylie. We love you so much. That's always a nice reminder to remind people that wrestling is for everyone and Fightful is for everyone when Kylie is around. We have the best mods in the game.
Always.
And when our mods are doing work, sometimes I get to ban jerks. So that was fun.
I like that. I don't know what happened before, but I'm with you.
Jam Beard saying, Saturday night is all right to fight, but Friday is made to crank it. That's right. Let's crank, baby, all day. No collision post show tomorrow because there's no collision. Just a reminder. But we've got plenty of content coming up in the next couple of weeks for you guys. Jay Beard also saying Tiffy as Baby Spice. Great. Now I want to see a Spice Girl stable of Tiffy as Baby Spice, Naomi as Scary, Ariana Grande as Posh. I think he means Ariana Grace from NXT. Sonya as Sporty and Gigi as Ginger. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. And it is that stable.
Meet People Norman, of the world.
The spice of your life with this NXT main roster hybrid stable, but me, Norm, is saying Jade wrestled 60 matches in AEW and trained with Danielson. Dominic has won 2 titles and is a Shamrock Shake. What more does Jade need to do? Well,
oh man,
I will say Dominic has had, I think, more time just from like a training perspective, and also has a different legacy, right?
Yes,
being raised San, and
yes,
I think Jade is going to be positioned as one of the greatest forces in wrestling, and Dominic was brought into this half comedic role in this interference run stable. So, but I do hear you loud and clear. So we will keep moving along. We get this was probably the weirdest thing on the show for me was this LA Knight jumping AJ Styles at his home.
Yeah.
Segment. This has not felt like the feud that we've been told would lead to this segment. It has not gotten so personal. LA Knight is showing up at someone's house, I think. Like, that just felt off brand to me from what we have been told. To me, it has felt like, and I love stories like this, best shit talker in the game, one of the best in-ring legends of all time. They hate each other's worlds. LA Knight's going to say, you're boring. Nobody gives a shit about you. Like, you don't entertain people. And AJ Styles is going to say, you can't deliver at the thing that is the most important, which is in the ring. I love feuds that are like your strengths and weaknesses versus my strengths and weaknesses coming together. At no point has this felt like it's building toward, I'm going to come to your house and threaten you. It's not a blood boiled over thing yet. And it just feels like what I kind of liked is it just felt like good old fashioned pro wrestling. Like, you talk a bunch of S, you are one of the best in-ring legends of all time, let's fight about it. And then we got this, and I was like, this feels very off-base to me. Are you with me on that? Did this feel like it kind of jumped to a level that we were not at?
I have no idea what they were trying to do here and why they went there. Like, it really makes no sense. From him doing a sick, you flew all the way to Georgia to, you know, see him work out within 30 seconds of talking about what his protein drink of choice is. Someone's honking outside. I don't get it. I see what they were trying to do. AJ Styles, for the love of God, if you're hearing me, Christmas is over. Take those wreaths down off your door. The whole world saw it, please. I don't know. I just it just didn't feel like it belonged for some reason. Yeah,
it felt out of place to the story we've been told so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Will Chisholm raises a good point that to be fair, AJ flew 30 hours to stop LA Knight. So I kind of understand. You know what? I actually really like that. I like that justification. Makes sense. You flew all the way to Australia to come into Elimination Chamber and ruin my chances. I'm gonna come to your house. Not a bad call. Will also saying, in the voice of Samoa Joe, I wish I could do a Samoa Joe impression for you. It's nice to see Wendy come out to and help AJ Styles. That was a wonderful little nice callback with the Samoa Joe AJ Styles thing right there. And Jan Beard raising an interesting point. What if Tama Tonga helps AJ win at Mania? Tama Tonga, of course, having peripheral connections to the Bloodline, but also Bullet Club connections all over the place. To be honest with Tama Tonga, I kind of want to see what he looks like standing as his own guy in WWE. I'm just intrigued by that possibility. Not mad at either possibility of joining the Bloodline or the possibility of him helping out AJ Styles here. Does feel kind of like if the rest of the Bullet Club is going to be in NXT, that might not be the direction we're going. Is this an upgraded help, though? Do you think Tama Tonga comes in here to help AJ?
I don't know. That's weird. I mean, out of throwing things out of left field, like going to someone's house to beat them up, having Tama Tonga show up outside of anything that the Bloodline is doing. You know, I understand the ties, but AJ's already separated himself from his own friends.
Yes.
You know? So it wouldn't make sense, you know, like I would understand if everyone was still pretty tight and like, you know, hey, we're off doing our thing over here. So, but I know you need help and I know someone, Tonga, well, you know,
like, I'll tell you
that
if AJ Styles wanted to stay off the grid, if he didn't want people to be able to hack in so easily to his internet connection and trace his location, he should be watching our post shows because he would have known all about NordVPN.com.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
Because Alex, what you don't want is your internet to get hacked and suddenly you're like,
oh,
don't I'm want white. That. You don't want to be like, what? I'm white and my internet has been compromised?
No,
I love this like random little like Dijak sign spree that people have on SmackDown. It makes me so happy. I love
that's
that dude.
Hilarious.
He's doing fantastic work in NXT. We're leading up to a fun feud with him and Obafemi on there, I believe. But we're not here to talk about NXT. We're here to talk about the rest of SmackDown. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. Coming down the home stretch because we talked about the main event segment at the top of the show. Alex is the man. Luis is the man. Both of you are the dudes. But say, don't be a nerd. Be a Nord. And Jay Beard saying, Tama helps AJ. And after the night feud, them versus the Good Brothers, AJ making a new Bullet Club without the Good Brothers. I have a feeling they're going to win the titles, though, and be in NXT for a little bit. I think that they're going to be settling down there for a little bit and giving some younger growing team some fantastic matches. Luis will be marking out on Tuesdays for Machine Gun because that's what he loves to do. But man, nothing made me laugh harder on this episode than this. Kevin Owens talking with whatever little voice he had left sounded like he had was very hoarse. Yeah. Maybe he was cheering along for some of the matches on here tonight, but he's trying to talk to Nick Aldis about his Logan Paul match when Pretty Deadly shows up and they're like, we want a WrestleMania match. And Kevin Owens is all, you just interrupted me. And Pretty Deadly was like, you already have a match and you don't even know about tag team wrestling. And Kevin Owens says, yes, I do know about tag team wrestling. I'm a former tag team champion and I punched two guys at once. That is tag team wrestling.
In that same building.
Yeah, exactly. I wish he had kind of said, like, we beat you while I was a tag team champion, but
sure,
it was an almost perfect segment, so I'm just quibbling there. But he says, besides, I had a tag team partner a few weeks ago and he was pretty good. And he's kind of yelling almost like down the hallway, but Randy Orton is right there, and Elton Prince has no idea. And his reaction is one of the funniest comedic reactions I have ever seen in wrestling. He does, oh God. That has happened to me many times on streams, by the way. If I'm like messaging someone or trying to pull reads up or whatever, and then like Pulowski or Sean pulls up on screen and I just freak out. It was one of those. I was in stitches. This was in a very short segment and it was one of the most entertaining things I've seen in a really long time. Everybody played their role really well. And Kevin Owens just gets the 2-for-1 special again, which I appreciated. And Nick Aldis kind of tried to warn Pretty Deadly in this. Mm-hmm. This was don't piss off Kevin Owens. And Wade Barrett on commentary goes, no, boy. In stitches from this like 90-second segment. I was howling. I know you love Pretty Deadly. I can't blame you.
Big fan.
Not just the fashion. It's also how funny they are and how great in the ring they are. Did you love this segment as much as I did, Alex?
I did. They're not comical in a way where it's corny, right? To age myself using that word.
It's They're a little not, corny, but it's the right corny.
It is, but it's not the bad corny, correct? Right. So this is why I don't even use the word corny, because they're just pretty deadly. They are who they are, and they're really damn good at it. Where if we were to take them out of this character and kind of say, hey, you know, we're going a different direction, we want to be more realistic with you, I would kind of be bummed out, because I kind of really want to see just this. You know, they play to their strengths. They're serious when they need to be serious. But when that moment, like when Randy showed up, it's extremely, they do it extremely well. You know what I'm saying? The surprises of face and the expressions and the overly the top way of, you know, doing certain things. Yes. And they're really damn good in the ring, man. They're just so good in the ring as well. And again, that's another team that I just happened to be like watching at the very tail end of NXT and be like, God, I really, really love them. Love them. And I want my... You might want your suit. Boys, I'm waiting for my crop top.
I do want my suit. And I had kind of given up on it, but then Bobby Lashley comes out here tonight. He looks great again in his suit. And now I want one again. But that does bring us to this really fun tag team match, which I really liked the way that this was presented, because I feel like both the losers and the winners came out looking pretty good in this.
Yes.
Realistically done. Angelo Dawkins looked like he was in old Matt Taven gear, which was a little bit weird to me. But I did like what we got out of this. This ends with Dawkins getting sent out of the ring, but breaking up a powerbomb net breaker finish, which lets Montez Ford hit the small package on Rizar. This was very fun. There's just this insane spot, too, where you get Montez Ford doing a frog splash and nobody's home and he rolls through. And I'm like, this guy is one of the most athletic dudes in the world. Like, sure. He should not be feeling like an afterthought. Neither should Angelo Dawkins. But like the fact that Montez Ford is on your roster and has felt this unimportant for this long is a problem to me. Yeah. I know Alex Pulowski had said it would be really fun if in 2025 Montez Ford just like won the Royal Rumble. And like, he doesn't win at Mania, but it's like an out of nowhere thing, because they haven't done one of those at Rumble in a while. They've been predictable. They've been top star guys. Even when you don't know who it is, you can kind of guess who the final three or four are and who's going to win out of that. Like if they just did, Montez Ford gets skyrocketed and maybe he doesn't even win the title. But yeah, the idea of like, we haven't done this in a while. Let's heat someone up super fast. Somebody that everyone wants to root for, somebody who's undeniably a star, somebody who's incredibly impressive in the ring. Like, what a fun thing that would be. I feel like the last out of nowhere guy that we got was maybe when Del Rio won, which was forever ago. That was in like 2010, 2011, I think.
Shoot.
So, everybody else has kind of felt like, because Roman was so dominant for so long and things like that, I love that idea, but tonight they advance. Montez is just having a blast talking to the camera on this. I was very happy to see this. And I think it could go either way next week, which is refreshing. It could be A Town Down Under, or it could be Street Profits. I hope it's the Street Profits because of the type of match it is. I think they could be super fun. I have seen Grayson Waller in ladder matches before, though, and holy hell, that dude shows out. So either way, I think we're going to eat well, but this was fun, and AOP looking super, super strong in this. The story of them just being like, we are strong and we are big and we are here to move apart. And then Dawkins and Montez just kind of like surviving, getting some offense in,
Yeah.
Flash pin here because of tag team wrestling. Gotta love it. Not bad. What do you think tonight?
Same. You know, I'm a huge AOP fan. Anytime they're in the ring, they just look like monsters, no matter who you're putting across from them. You know, I do think the right team won in this match. I don't feel like it was, you know, AOP needed to take this. They just kind of, I know they've been in the company for a while, but they just, you know, they kind of need to make themselves, their presence known again, you know?
Agreed.
So, agreed. You know, with the whole Montez thing and, you know, the Street Profits have kind of been very silent as of late. So this might be a good way to kind of get them back into certain things, because they, you know, they put them with Bobby and, you know, God bless Bobby, but Bobby's Bobby on his own. Like,
yes,
he doesn't need them. And he can stand on his own, you know?
This is not a paid chat, but it took the words out of my mouth, so I did want to call this up. They're definitely getting junked by AOP next week. That's what I don't want to see, and I'm fearful is going to happen, because this has felt like it's gotten so dragged out already that I don't need it to continue in that way. But they do that a lot in tournaments, and I don't like interference in tournaments. We saw it on last week on AEW where Mark Briscoe cost a match. It just doesn't sit right with my preferences as a wrestling fan, but hey, to each their own. Well, we talked about the main event at the top of the show. We talked about that Cody and Roman face-off. Everything I was seeing is that people were underwhelmed. Go figure. I really liked it. I feel like I've had the opposite reactions that a lot of people have had. But next week, we are going to have both tag finals. You're going to get Street Profits versus Theory and Waller, plus the New Catch Republic, or the former British Strong Style, and half of Legado there. And you'll have Pretty Deadly versus Owens and Randy Orton, as well as Jade Cargill. So looking like it's shaping up to be a nice little episode next week. Guys, you can find us on FightfulSelect.com. Me and Alex Pulaski going to play some ZSJ versus Hogan, going to play some Bret Hart versus Chris Jericho. We're going to have a blast over there on Fightful Select. There was no Rampage tonight, so we're going to play some video games instead. But before we get out of here, Mr. Cardoza, the birthday boy in 40 minutes. Already your birthday in some time zones, but finally your 21st birthday. We're so happy. Finally.
I am S-faced and plowed down somewhere right now in another time zone.
Let's crank, bro.
I am super cranked. Wait, no. According to the way we've been talking about cranking, it's not the... It's,
please don't do that on camera. No,
I am not cranking right now on camera.
No.
That's great. I'm going to make that into a shirt. You guys, yeah, you can follow me obviously here on the little Twitter thing. It's never going to change other to just say Twitter. _ Alexis Cardoza. Thank you all for the birthday wishes. I love you all. Thank you so much. I'm going on to 3 years now here with Kate. I can't believe it. So it's kind of crazy. And, you know, we have this nice little family here. So it's really cool to see you guys, you know, remember and say hi and say happy birthday and all that good stuff. You can find me on Instagram and Threads, Alexis Cardoza. Very simple there. And every other Thursday, I am hosting a show for Ranger Stop and Pop Convention called the RSP Lounge over on their YouTube channel. Last night, I was able to sit down with the voiceover artist that voiced the original Michelangelo. So it was like a dream come true. He voiced a million other people as well, like The Tick and so on and so on. But just to be able to sit with him last night and talk to him live on there, the channel's called Ranger Stop and Pop. I'm one of the hosts for the actual event. So, that's every other Thursday. I'll be on there doing some cool interviews with some celebrity guests.
We love that. I'm a nerd. And we love this chat that says, happy birthday, RJ Cardoza. So there you go.
I love that. RJ Cardoza.
RJ Cardoza.
We'll be your aunts here.
I am Kate. I am Matt Miss Kate Fabe on social media. You can find
you
me
are
on
Kate.
I am Kate most days, right? You can catch me on social media at Miss Kate Fabe. You can catch me on Fightful Select after this show, and most Saturday nights reviewing Collision. That's just a part of our rotation now. It's my favorite American presentation. So we just decide that we do shows on Saturdays, but not this week. Mondays on Fightful Select, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on the main channel, reviewing NXT Ring of Honor, which we had a lot of support for last night too. Thank you so much for tuning into that. And SmackDown, of course, and Wednesdays at the Mark Order Podcast, talking all things All Elite. If you are going to WrestleMania, I hope to see you WrestleMania week. I will be there Wednesday through Sunday is the plan so far. Looking forward to meeting so many of you in person. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. We hope you have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Please leave a thumbs up on this video on the way out if you haven't already. If you want to watch some wrestling video games, join us at FightfulSelect.com. We'll see you over there.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.